You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUXWebRadio.wordpress.com. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. It's the Thursday edition. Well, the Washington, D.C. impeachment inquiry soap opera is playing out every day. And I don't think the ratings are very good because the American people are asking, what are you fellas and ladies doing in Washington? You're supposed to do the people's business, and the people elected Donald Trump. That's his only crime to the Democrats. He got elected. I raise this question because the president of the United States is not only commander-in-chief, he's also chief law enforcement officer. And he should investigate corruption. Whoever, whether it's a Democrat, I really think that's what's getting them all upset, that the president is going after Democrats, one of them running for president, Joe Biden. But what really got everyone upset today, it didn't get me upset. I thought it was overdue. What the president said on his way to the helicopter. Listen to this.
Well, I would think that if they were honest about it, they'd start a major investigation into the Bidens. It's a very simple answer. And by the way, likewise, China should start an investigation into the Bidens. Because what happened in China is just about as bad as what happened with Ukraine. So I would say that President Zelensky, if it were me, I would recommend that they start an investigation into the Bidens, because nobody has any doubt that they weren't crooked. That was a crooked deal, 100%. He had no knowledge of energy, didn't know the first thing about it. All of a sudden, he's getting $50,000 a month, plus a lot of other things. Nobody has any doubt. And they got rid of a prosecutor who was a very tough prosecutor. They got rid of him. Now they're trying to make it the opposite way, but they got rid. So if I were the president, I would certainly recommend that of Ukraine.
Well, I hate to mention a question, President Trump. Why don't we investigate the Bidens? I mean, the Department of Justice. See, Washington is a very cozy place. They all want to be on speaking terms. Now, when I say speaking terms, let me clear. There's what you say before the camera and what you say when the camera's not on. Apparently, everybody knew in Washington that something funny was up with Biden's son getting this very lucrative deal of 50. He was appointed to the board of a gas company in Ukraine run by an oligarch, a shady character, a corrupt enterprise, if you will, and got paid $50,000 a month every month he was on the board. That's a lot of money, folks. That's probably more money than, I'd say 95% of the American people make. And why did he think he got the job? He had no experience, really, in oil or Ukraine. He got the job because he's the son of a sitting vice president. At that time, it was 2014, the Obama administration. And then subsequently, him and John Kerry's son, partners in an investment venture, got an investment by a Chinese bank of over $1 billion. $1 billion. Why do you think foreign governments and foreign companies, in this case two foreign companies, one a bank, one a gas company, do this? It's influence. They want influence, in this case, in the Obama administration. Keep that in mind. It should have been questioned. It appears inappropriate. The appearance stinks to high hell. Now, you can say, and that's what the Bidens are saying, well, wait, it's just another job. He's a private, and that's what the Obama administration, oh, he's a private citizen. He can get any, you know, he got this nice paying job. So what? Do you think people hand out those types of high paying jobs and money like that because your name is Biden? No, not unless your daddy was vice president at the time. That's why millions of dollars went into the Clinton Foundation prior to the election in 2016. And it's foreign governments, again, trying to make sure that they have access to what they thought was going to be the next president of the United States. So why all the fuss and all the impeachment inquiry? Well, if you listen, you regular listener to the show, you know. They're afraid of what Attorney General Bill Barr and two U.S. attorneys are investigating, namely what was behind and what started what is now known as the FISA abuse, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act Court abuse, which led to the surveillance, direct surveillance of the Trump campaign. That's what they're really afraid of. Because, yes, there were actually real crimes committed, real crimes. That's what they're afraid of. The American people can understand that. And why are the Democrats panicking? Well, if he can do it, if Barack Obama and the Democrats could do it to a wealthy billionaire running for president, he can do it to anybody. And that's the reality, folks. It doesn't matter who is president. The powers of the presidents are awesome, but you better make sure what you're doing is legal. That was the reason for the FISA application, to give them some political cover. The problem is it's been exposed. The only reason they got that warrant approved is they didn't tell the judge in big letters in red that the Christopher Steele dossier was paid for by the Democratic National Committee and the Hillary Clinton campaign. If that was in the lead paragraph where it should have been, it would have been thrown out, and they know it. They know it. You have a number of high-level government officials in the Obama administration, including the Attorney General, the Director of the Central Intelligence Agency, the Director of the FBI, probably people in the National Security Agency, as well as people in the White House, were all involved in a criminal conspiracy, because it is a conspiracy, folks, to dig up dirt or manufacture dirt on Donald Trump and invade the privacy of not only Donald Trump, but the people in the campaign. They turn the intelligence community on the American people. And when the American people learn that in glorious detail, the Democrats are going to have a hard time getting elected, for maybe door catcher might be too ambitious for them. Now, let me make clear, I'm not a Democrat or Republican, but I don't like what I'm seeing. The criminal behavior in Washington needs to be looked at in the light of day. Instead, big lie media, and I include Fox in this, by the way. I know they have commentators that support Trump, but you have people in the news division that hate his guts, and if they can slant it any way, they will. A number of shoes are going to drop, and I think you're going to have indictments, prosecutions, and people going to jail. That's what they're afraid of. I know I'm repeating myself, but I always have to remind you what's going on here. Why, you know, you can turn on any television news, and it's so slanted for the Democrats. And I know it because I follow both sides. Now, I keep saying, and I wish Trump would keep saying, and he does. Forget about the whistleblower for a minute. You have a transcript, notes, of what Donald Trump said, and people have looked at it that know what they're doing, and there's no crime here, none at all. And that's why the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, the previous week lied to the American people when he made up what the conversation was. Ladies and gentlemen, he should have been fired from that position and frankly forced to resign. But the Democrats are not going to do that. He's leading the charge. Why? He's a pathological liar. And everyone in Congress knows that. And that's what you need. That's what you're dealing with. And the big lie media just echo it, echo it, echo it. They are the echo chamber. But they're destroying any credibility that they have. And now they're going on and on. He's called for China and Ukraine to investigate. And Trump's very smart. The corruption. It is corrupt. It stinks. And the American people know it. And the Democrats know it resonates with the American people. That's why they keep trying to shut him up. He's not going to shut up. Because President Trump feels that he was falsely accused. And guess what? He was falsely accused. And it's coming out. And then when it hits the fan, it's going to do, in my mind, irreparable damage to the Democratic Party. That's why for the next 3 months or however long they want to play this game, the soap opera, the Washington impeachment inquiry soap opera will run. But the American people are switching it off. It's frankly a waste of time, and they're wondering, and it really applies to Democrats and Republicans here, but primarily Democrats because they control the House. What are you doing? We didn't elect you to do this. We elected you to be our representatives and try to accomplish something. And it even becomes more questionable when you realize we're less than 13 months away to an election. So if you really feel that Donald Trump shouldn't be president of the United States, well, you're going to have a chance next November, the first Tuesday in November, to vote him out of office. You see, he committed a crime. Donald Trump committed a crime. He won the 2016 election. That was not supposed to happen. Hillary Clinton was supposed to be the first woman president. Oh. But something was happening leading up to and after the election. A number of high government officials and their staffs were engaged in felonious criminal activity. They were involved in a conspiracy to frame Donald Trump, to say that he was colluding with the Russians when who was really colluding with the Russians? Who paid for the Christopher Steele dossier? Oh, the Democratic National Committee and Hillary Clinton. And what did the Christopher Steele dossier, what was it? It really was Russian disinformation gathered by a Trump hater, Christopher Steele. No newspaper in the country or television network would publish it. Why? They could not verify it. And if they did, they knew they run the serious risk of being sued for every dime their paper or television network is worth. You have to have at least two, if not more, sources when you make serious charges. And there was no way any reporter, or for that matter, the FBI, could verify this. And what is the one requirement that all FISA warrants must meet? The FBI has verified the information. They didn't. They couldn't. They deliberately misled the court. The FISA court failed the American people. But now we have an attorney general that's trying to get to the bottom of this and punish those that were involved in the conspiracy. Those involved in the conspiracy face time in prison. And even if they are not convicted, they're going to have to defend themselves in court. And in my mind, you probably have 3 to 4, maybe even 5 dozen people that are going to be spending a lot of money defending themselves. Like I say, and it's not my saying, don't do the crime unless you can do the time. But you see, they thought these crimes were never going to be exposed. They really did. Because once Hillary Clinton was elected, because they defended her and got the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act warrant passed, they were going to be rewarded for their loyalty in trying to smear a U.S. citizen and the people working in the Republican campaign. The American people don't like this. They want the rule of law enforced, and that means Democrats and Republicans. I should be Republicans or Democrats. It applies to every American citizen, and when you deliberately, intentionally, again, at the orders of the President of the United States, just because the President of the United States orders an investigation doesn't mean it's a legal investigation. You'll begin to hear some of the conspirators saying, well, the President ordered me to do it. The President ordered me to do it. Well, you know, Hitler ordered the Nazis to do a lot of things. Now, I'm not comparing that Obama to Hitler, but I'm trying to make a point. You swear an oath to preserve and defend the Constitution of the United States. You didn't swear an oath to defend Barack Obama. So the president is chief law enforcement officer, can request other countries to investigate corruption by American citizens, whether they were the vice president of the United States. You see, that's not done. Well, if he's innocent, what does he have to fear? I'll tell you what he has to fear: the appearance of a conflict. And boy, does it appear wrong. Now, yes, there have been news stories covering various aspects of this. You know, I think they should have a much wider, I was going to suggest a commission, but usually nothing happens when you have a commission. Washington has a problem. It's called corruption by Democrats, Republicans. And one way to get money and influence is not to give it. You can't give it to the senator or the congressman, and even their wives can be a little suspicious. But there needs to be a thorough investigation of Congress. Congress, and Congress can't investigate itself. What's going on here? They thought they would never get caught. That's the key. That's the point I'm trying to emphasize. And they get very nervous when President Trump, on his way to the helicopter, says, and, you know, I think he was in a conversation with the, I call him Emperor of China, head of the Communist Party in China. Oh, you need to investigate Biden. He probably says, well, no, we ordered it. We ordered a payoff so we could influence Biden. It smells. This is a scandal. And as far as the American people are concerned, Biden's not going to be nominated. The Democrats would be doing Donald Trump a favor to nominate Joe Biden, because now he has serious baggage. I mean, serious baggage. And Trump would be bringing this up every single day of the campaign if the Democratic Party were foolish enough to nominate Joe Biden. Instead of waiting for next November and waiting to the Democratic Party picks whoever will be their candidate for president, they've decided to do a, quote, impeachment inquiry, whatever that is. It's not impeachment, folks. You're supposed to have a vote on articles of impeachment. And why aren't they having a vote on articles of impeachment? It would force every single member in the House of Representatives to either vote yes for an impeachment or no for an impeachment. And most of them would vote the party line, but they got a problem there. There's a number of Democrats in districts that Donald Trump won by significant margins. And if they vote for impeachment, they're in voting for being defeated next November. That's why they're not taking a vote on impeachment, if they ever do. See, I was encouraging them, please, if you feel so strongly, bring the evidence up. Write it up in an article of impeachment and call the vote. Why don't they do it? They don't have any credible crime. That's the problem. I get back to my point. The crime was Donald Trump won the election. And he's going to be a two-time offender because I think he's going to win in 2020. And I think there are many Democrats that think the same thing as well. Why? The economy's doing well. He's getting results. And I've said on this show before, the only thing in my mind that could seriously hurt Donald Trump is if the United States economy goes into recession before the next election. And it could. That's not impossible. But the United States is going gangbusters compared to Europe, where many of those nations, if they're not in a recession now, are going into it. And that's impacting the United States, because normally they would be, what, buying a lot of goods from the United States. Well, if your economy in Europe is slowing down or in a recession, they're not going to be buying a lot of goods from the United States. So Donald Trump needs to worry and should worry about whether or not the U.S. economy is going to go in a recession. That's why he has been complaining about the tight monetary policy in 2018 of Jerome Powell, believing that the Federal Reserve, as it's prone to do, made a mistake by tightening too much too soon. Now, you can make a case either way on that. A better case to be made, but he won't do it, is to abolish the Fed altogether. See, that's the last remnant of what I would call a command and control type situation. Why do we have the Federal Reserve? Two reasons. One, to make it possible for the United States Treasury, the United States, to borrow a lot of money. Number two, to bail out the banks when they get into trouble. I mean, that's what happened in the last recession. And it's continuing today. You see, if we had market-determined interest rates for the federal funds rate, for example, they would be much higher. What the Federal Reserve did, it's called financial repression. It kept interest rates too low for too long. And that's what you can do when you're manipulating, controlling the federal funds rate. And that's what they do. Why do we need a Fed? The financial institutions in the United States are perfectly capable to have a market-determined federal funds rate. Federal funds rate is the rate that banks charge other banks when they're short reserves. It's 24-hour loan, no collateral. And that happens to banks because one or more of the depositors writes unexpectedly a lot of checks, so the bank on any given day or week might have a deficit in terms of its reserves, so it has to turn to the financial market. It's in this case, the federal funds market, and it's other banks lending that have excess reserves, lending the banks that have a deficit in terms of their reserves, their legal requirements. Why do we need them? Now, I know the main reason for central banks, ladies and gentlemen, is to be a lender of last resort. In other words, when the economy goes into recession, its function is to provide liquidity for those banks that are still solvent. In other words, they're sound, but they have a temporary cash problem. They need to borrow money. Now, you do have banks that are run poorly, that aren't solvent and should be closed. So I'm not saying it's automatic that the Federal Reserve should be a lender last resort, but that's the primary argument for any central bank. And unlike in the United States, most central banks, they have one mission, and that's, besides being a lender last resort, it's price stability, to keep the value of the currency more or less constant. It is in that role that the Federal Reserve is an abysmal failure. So Donald Trump needs to worry about the economy going into recession. Like most presidents, especially in an election year, he wants the Federal Reserve to have an expansionary monetary policy. In other words, an easy monetary policy by lowering the rates. And that's what's happening. It'll probably happen at least one more time this year and probably one or two times next year. I think the Federal Chairman Powell has got the message. But all presidents try to do that. Trump is doing it out in the open, which in my mind is refreshing. Usually this is done at meetings where few people are invited, and the president, in no uncertain terms, tells the Federal Reserve chairman who he appointed, what is he expecting. Sometimes you don't need to tell them. They know what he's expecting. In an election year, easy monetary policy. Keep interest rates low. What's an easy monetary policy? Keeping rates low or lower. And that's what's happening. The federal funds rate is declining. However, in terms of our president, not fast enough. Patience, patience, patience. Now, a question arises when the president publicly suggests that China, as well as Ukraine, investigate the corruption of the Bidens. Is he serious? Now, he could have done this in private, and apparently did it in private, but made it known. And you're not going to pin a crime on him, because what he's requesting is an investigation of possible corruption by the Biden family, in particular Hunter Biden. Because the questions that come up is, okay, let's for a moment entertain that this was innocent. This was just, Biden's son is so competent that he gets the sweetheart salary director. It's a director consulting contract, $50,000 a month. Really? Really? He knows nothing about the Ukraine, nothing about the oil or gas industry. And yes, Joe Biden has an obligation to report any appearances of conflicts of interest. And I think there's several big appearances of conflict of interest. See, the American people aren't buying this. Forget about the details for a minute. If you're running for president, the last thing you want is this. Because not only has Trump already telegraphed the fact that he's going to go after Biden for this, but don't you think some of the other Democratic candidates are not going to bring that up? I've heard some commentary. Well, we'll back off for now. So when the next debate happens, see if any of the Democratic candidates for president question Biden about his son's cushy $50,000 a month director's job, consulting job. Oh, I think at least one of them would. Now, Bernie Sanders is out with a heart attack. I don't know if he's going to come back. They sort of misrepresented his health situation. Initially, what they said, he could come back. It wasn't a heart attack. They didn't call it a heart attack. He had a heart attack, folks. He's, what, I think 78 years old? He should retire, but he's running for president. If he doesn't watch it, it might kill him. So I don't think Bernie's coming back. Right now, the front runner is clearly Elizabeth Warren. And the Democratic Party have a problem there because where do they get all the money? Wall Street. And Wall Street is a big supporter of the Democratic Party. Don't think it's Republican land. And they don't like what Elizabeth Warren is for. So if you want the big money, the campaign contributions, I don't think they're going to get behind her. I don't know who they're going to get behind, though, because most of them are what I call reds, the radical extremist Democrat socialist. So what are we going to hear? I'm surprised we're still talking about impeachment. I shouldn't say surprised. I thought the Democrats were a little bit smarter, but this isn't working, and it isn't working. A lot of people say enough already. They're raising the question, show us the crime that Donald Trump committed. What's the crime? What's the evidence? Don't lie about it. Make up things. Now they're saying if they request certain employees, in this case of the Department of State, if they don't show up, that's obstruction of justice. Well, this goes on in almost any administration. But, and here's the big but, if the administration is not forthcoming in having witnesses testify in front of Congress, namely the Oversight Committee, and it's other committees, it's not just oversight. It depends what committee is asking what government official to testify. Usually the way this is done, the first time it's voluntary. There's no subpoena. We would like you to testify. They spell it out on a certain day. And if they don't show up, then it's the prerogative of that committee, if they want, to issue a subpoena forcing you or compelling you to testify. And if you don't, you can be in contempt of Congress. And some people, even with the subpoena, are not going to testify. And some administrations will invoke executive privilege, whether it's justified or not. So the battles between Congress and the presidency, no matter which party is on either side, go on and on. It's nothing new here. But a number of State Department employees, officials, bureaucrats, I prefer bureaucrats, were asked to appear, and the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, said no, they're not going to. Now, he was going on a trip, and he went on a trip. And they do need some time to prepare, but they also need some time to brief the Secretary of State when he gets back. I think he went over to Italy, is my understanding. So we get in these contests that I think the general public, including me, are bored with. It's business as usual, but they don't seem to be focusing in on the concerns of the American people. And yes, one of them is immigration, the illegal alien invasion of the United States. Now, I know why they don't go there, because it will expose the Democrats' position is to give citizenship to all the illegal aliens that are here. Well, imagine having a hearing and that comes out. The Democrats don't want to give any money and they don't want to give any support to Donald Trump in the area of immigration. In other words, enforcing the immigration law. That's what we're talking about. What the American people have been demanding is the enforcement of all laws, but including those on immigration. And if you focus on that, then more and more Americans are aware that the Democratic Party is really not concerned about them. What they're more concerned about is giving illegal aliens citizenship. And that's exactly the game plan of the Democratic Party. And guess what? There are some Republicans, or too many Republicans, that support that. The primary reason Donald Trump is president today, and I don't think I think some of them understand this, but the primary reason is the American people are demanding from both Democratic presidents and Republican presidents to stop the invasion. It's been going on for 33 years, but the elites in Washington believe they know better, and they don't have to listen to the American people anymore. Well, you can take that line, but you might wake up as a former senator or former representative. The American people are not in a good mood. They are divided. And they look at what's happening in Washington today, and they're not pleased. They expect a lot better from their senators and representatives, and frankly, from the press, or what I call big lie media. They know they're not getting the story. And I've said it once, I've said it dozens of times. Once a person discovers they're being lied to, they're not going to trust that person ever again. That is the typical and expected reaction. Now, there's some people will forgive them, but most people, especially from the politicians or the journalists in big lie media, once they discover that they're not telling the truth, they're not going to listen to you. That's why I get a real chuckle. You can go on and on and on and think you're really influencing the American voter, and they've turned you off. They're not listening. They're not. Or to the extent that they do, they said, I can't believe what they're doing and saying. Now, we had some testimony of a special envoy to the Ukraine. And here is the what happens. He testifies in a closed session. In other words, the TV cameras are not there. You don't know what he said. If you listen to the Democrats and Republicans, apparently there must have been two people in the room because they spin it. Each spins it one way or the other. Now, what the Republicans are saying is he doesn't support what Adam Schiff, the chairman, and he's the one that's, you know, saying Donald Trump has committed a crime. It was a quid pro quo. Well, the biggest problem with that is Donald Trump released the notes of the phone call. And now what's going to happen here is testimony of this special envoy, Kurt Volker. The Republicans are saying he said nothing. That's supporting what I call the unbelievable Adam Schiff. The pathological liar. I do know how. There's some people that they live in their own mind, not understanding that many of the people have caught on to Schiff's act long, long time ago, both Democrats and Republicans. He's a laughingstock. He's what Lenin would call a useful idiot. What puzzles me is how the people of his district in California elected him. If I were from his district, I would hope someone would challenge him, and I don't care if it's a Democrat or a Republican, just to get him out. I think he is a total, complete embarrassment. If he had any self-respect after he got caught in the big lie, he should have resigned his chairmanship and resigned his seat. He's not going to do it, folks. He has no shame. He plays fast and loose with the facts. And both parties know it. I think he's done. I hope he's done. We'll see. Because a lot of people last in Washington because the American people aren't listening. That's why they get away with it. People are just not paying attention. Or not enough people are paying attention. And that's what they count on. The people that do this count on your ignorance. But he's the leader of the band in regarding this so-called impeachment inquiry, at least so far. So we have this testimony going on, and believe me, probably tomorrow or Friday or Saturday, what will happen? They'll leak out in this case, I think the Republicans will leak out. There's leakers, and their members of this committee will leak out what he said. But ask yourself, how many people are going to read it? It's probably many pages. How many people are going to read it? I would say very, very few. Even if that's why you need these types of hearings to be public. Otherwise, both sides, doesn't matter whether it's Democrats or Republicans, are going to spin it. They're going to lie what was said. The fact that the Republicans are insistent on the release of his testimony, that gives them a lot of credibility. Will the Democratic Party release it? I mean, Adam Schiff? I don't think so. If it doesn't support his position or what he's spinning, he's not going to release it. But don't worry, someone will leak. Leaking is an art, a high art of politicians in Washington. They do it, unfortunately, all the time, and it hurts people, and it can be very, very dangerous. So I'm getting real bored with the Washington impeachment inquiry soap opera. I think its season is up. I think it's not going to be a long season. Now, the Democrats will try to draw this out as much as they can, but in a couple of weeks, we'll be a year or less from the election, and that works in President Trump's favor. Because you're already hearing, well, why waste time on an impeachment inquiry when the American people can decide for themselves? Let the American people vote on this. And that, I think, ultimately is what's going to happen. You see, this impeachment nonsense is really the only Democratic Party campaign. That is their campaign for winning the White House in 2020. And I'm saying, well, if that's what you think is going to get you the White House, I think you're delusional, folks. Because I've looked at what these radical extremist Democrat socialists are for, and it doesn't play well at all with voters, whether they're Democrat, Republican, or independent. they don't like what they're hearing. So it's clear to me that the Democrats have lost all, let us say, common sense. They become very, very arrogant again. They haven't learned the lesson. It was arrogance that enabled Donald Trump to win. And when they double down on that, by now, remember the Mueller report, no collusion, no conspiracy between Donald Trump and the Russians. Now he's committed a crime of insisting that Ukraine investigate corruption. Well, I don't think it's a crime. So I think this show is going to go off the air. I don't know when. I think they'll try this for a while. And when it becomes increasingly clear that the American people's patience with this is over, they do polling. Now, the polling that shows negative results, you never see, folks. You will never see it. It will never see the light of day. But eventually, they're going to get some feedback that they're not going to like the feedback. And I think you're hearing it from Democrats, Republicans, and Independents. They don't like what's happening in Washington, D.C. at all. And it doesn't matter whether you support Trump or not. They just don't like this. You don't accuse someone of a crime unless you have irrefutable evidence that he committed it. And they don't. And they know it. This is a continuation of, think of it as the Christopher Steele 2.0 dossier. Now, they're not going to call it that. When you start making up things and then spinning it as true, are you surprised when people find out it's not true that they turn on you? And that's what's happening. The American people are turning against the Washington elites of both parties. Doesn't mean you have to be disagreeable when you disagree with the President of the United States. They oppose anything that Donald Trump is for. But Donald Trump is wise enough to know that the only way he's going to get reelected is what? Keeping his promises. And on the big ones, the important ones, he's largely done that. Now, I'm not saying that the Democrats could not defeat Donald Trump. I think they could with the right candidate, but that's a big if. I look at the 10 people that are left, and I don't see a future president there. I have trouble even seeing them getting the nomination. What's the problem that the Democratic Party and big lie media have? They've been lying to their own political base, the true believers in the Democratic Party. And if you lose them, you lose, period. They won't be coming out. They won't be coming out Election Day. And an Election Day turnout is key. Right now, I'll tell you, the Republican base is energized. They are sick and tired of what they're seeing and hearing. The major television networks are peddling propaganda, progressive propaganda, and the people aren't watching it. They're either they're turning the channel or turning it off, or both, or doing something else, going to the movies, renting or buying a DVD. The American people really don't pay attention until after the conventions. Keep that in mind. So this is theater, folks. The theater of the absurd. It's soap opera. It's totally inconsequential. I wish it were. When you think you can fool all the people all the time, you will be disabused of that. And once Attorney General Barr and the Inspector General of the Justice Department and the indictments and prosecutions take place, the Democratic Party will be paying a very stiff price, a very high price, for the arrogance of the Clinton-Obama-Democrat criminal conspiracy against the American people. Thank you for listening, and now, America the Beautiful.
My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. with a voice of Richland College.
You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by ProntPops.wordpress.com and KDUX Web Radio.wordpress.com.